This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at WQCS.org. When we cast our ballots this November, we'll be asked more than just who we'd like to be President of the United States. We'll also have to choose whether or not to add up to 11 different amendments to Florida's Constitution. The proposals cover everything from how education dollars are spent to who gets additional property tax exemptions. Jamal Gomes breaks down Amendments 2, 9, and 11. These all deal with giving homestead exemptions to military veterans, seniors, and first responders.
A person's primary residence is what's legally considered a homestead property, and Florida has a long history of offering property tax breaks to those property owners. This year, the Florida legislature is asking voters to choose if they want to extend those breaks to even more homesteads. These color guards are honoring fallen heroes, those who died in the line of duty. This law enforcement memorial service was held back in May on the steps of Florida's Capitol. Among those who took the podium to pay their respects was Miami-Dade Police Director James Loftus, who spoke about the concern that he and so many other first responders share.
So much of our worry is in not knowing what would happen to our families if the worst should happen to us. What would happen to my wife, my kids? What would happen to my mother?
Amendment 9 is the legislature's answer to those questions. It would grant a full property tax exemption to surviving spouses of military veterans who die while on active duty, and to surviving spouses of first responders who die in the line of duty. The president of the Fraternal Order of Police, James Preston, says he fully supports Amendment 9.
Really like to politicize our memorial service or anything that we try to accomplish on behalf of the families, but what it means to them is it helps in that uncertain time period that they're facing moving forward with their lives after their sacrifice.
Amendment 9 is estimated to cost local governments around $600,000 in the first year. Amendment 2 deals with veterans who were disabled due to combat injury. Under current law, disabled veterans who were Florida residents at the time they entered the service can get granted property tax relief up to the full value of their home. If voters approve Amendment 2, it eliminates the requirement that veterans must have been Florida residents prior to joining the service. This is expected to cost local governments around $2.4 million in the next couple of years. And then there's Amendment 11, which is all about seniors.
I would be in favor of anything that will give assistance to seniors, because that is a period of time in one's life when he is most vulnerable to a whole lot of misfortunes.
Henry Steele is a frequent visitor here at the Tallahassee Senior Center. He's in favor of Amendment 11, which would allow local governments to grant an additional homestead exemption equal to the assessed value of a homestead property for low-income seniors. The value of the home has to be less than $250,000, and the owner has to have occupied the property for at least 25 years. Kim Korsmeyer, who works at the Senior Center as a financial advisor, says she sees all sides and all kinds of people, and she's concerned about the true impact of Amendment 11.
Depending on where the revenue comes from to replace the lost revenue for these additional exemptions, there may be an additional burden placed on low-income people who cannot afford to buy their own homes.
This tax break is expected to cost local governments around $19 million over the first 2 years. There isn't a lot of opposition to these amendments, and those who stand opposed are mostly concerned about the financial impact to everyone else who will be picking up the tab to offset these discounts. But there are groups like the League of Women Voters of Florida who oppose all amendments on the ballot. Jessica Lowe Minor is the League's executive director.
Although many of these are certainly sympathetic circumstances, and we love our veterans and we love our seniors, we just don't believe that tax revenues should be specified or limited through the Constitution. We think that there should be other mechanisms for doing that.
Minor says she thinks the legislature should tackle these issues itself by passing statutes instead of asking voters to modify the state constitution. She also notes it's much easier for lawmakers to change a statute than it is to convince 60% of voters to again change the Constitution. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.